Well, it's a joy to be with you again.
今天很高兴又能见到大家。
My church's other pastor was on sabbatical.
前一段时间我们教会的牧师在休息。
So I have been preaching there every week for the past couple of months.
所以在过去两个月里面我一直在那个教会。
But it's good to be able to continue our series in Ephesians this morning.
今天很高兴我们又来继续我们讲的以弗所书。
And as we pick up today in the second half of chapter 3,
因为已经过了一段时间了，我们今天又讲到第三章的第二部分。
I want to first remind you of where we've been.
我先想提醒一下大家，我们原来到哪里了。
Because in many ways, this prayer is like a climactic conclusion to everything Paul's been saying up to this point.
所以呢，因为今天讲的这一段呢，是前面保罗所讲一切事情的一个高潮一般的总结。
He's been masterfully explaining the gospel and the amazing love of God in Christ.
他像大师一样的解释着福音，还有神对我们的奇异的爱。
He's talked about how we were once dead in trespasses and sins.
他前面讲到了我们过去是死在过犯罪恶之中。
We were children of God's wrath.
我们本为可怒之子。
But God had reached down in sheer love and mercy.
但是出于纯粹的爱和怜悯，神向我们伸手。
And made us alive together with Christ.
叫我们与基督一同活过来。
We were far from God.
我们以前和神很远。
Alienated from Him.
我们与神疏远。
At enmity with one another.
然后我们人之间彼此为敌。
But now we've been brought near by the blood of Christ.
现在我们靠着基督的宝血能与神又亲近。
Reconciled to God and to one another.
以至于我们能够与神和好，也能够彼此和好。
We once weren't even allowed near God's temple.
我们以前都不能够靠近神的圣殿。
Now we are God's temple.
现在我们是神的圣殿。
We were once under the curse of sin and death.
我们原来是罪和死的诅咒之下。
But now Paul says we've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
但是现在呢，我们在基督里被赐予我们天上各样属灵的福气。
We've been elected.
我们被拣选。
Adopted,
被收养
redeemed,
被救赎
sealed,
被打上封印
given an inheritance,
我们将要承受产业
to us has been revealed the mystery of God's will,
我们也能够看到神那奥妙的心意
and all of this has come to us by God's sheer grace,
我们得到这一切都纯粹是因为神的恩典
by grace you have been saved through faith,
我们得救是本乎恩也因着信
and this is not your undoing,
这并不是出于自己。
It is the gift of God.
乃是神所赐的。
And so that's what Paul has in mind when he begins this prayer with, for this reason.
所以这些是保罗在写的时候，他提到因此。
This is his response to everything he's been talking about.
这是他前面所讲的一切的一个总结。
Also remember what I said when we looked at the prayer in chapter 1.
如果你们要记得的话，我在第一章的时候也讲过，保罗有一个祷告。
I said if God has already blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing,
所以说神已经在基督里面给了我们各样的属灵的福气。
What then should we pray for?
如果已经有了这么多的福气，我们还要祷告什么呢？
I mean, if you have every blessing, what need to ask for more blessings is there?
如果我们已经有了这么多的福气的话，我们还要更多的福气干什么呢？
And in a word, what Paul prayed for there was knowledge.
所以呢，在第一章里面，保罗的祷告求的一个字是知识。
Not more blessings, but that we would know the greatness of what God has given us.
并不是更多的祝福，而是对神给我们的祝福有一个理解，有一个知识。
And of the God who gave it. And to illustrate that, I said, imagine...meeting a man who's living in abject poverty.
为了来描述这个东西呢，我就说，让我们想象一下，我们碰到一个人，他住在他非常的贫穷。
You go to his house and he has no food.
他到他家里面没有食物。
There's no heat or air conditioning.
没有加热也没有制冷。
You assume he must be broke.
你去想这个人是不是破产了呀
？But then you go down into the basement and you find just piles of gold and treasure.
你到了地下室一看，地下室满满都是黄金和珠宝。
You realize this man's problem is not that he needs more money.
这个人的问题，他不是需要更多的钱。
He needs the knowledge of what he already has.
他需要知道他有这些钱。
And such is often the case for us as Christians.
这也是我们基督徒常有的一个问题。
Spiritually speaking, God has given us every spiritual blessing in Christ.
从属灵方面来看的话，我们已经有了很多的属灵的福气。
Our problem is we often don't realize it.
但是很多时候我们意识不到。
We don't live in light of it.
我们没有活在这些福气当中。
And so Paul prays that the Ephesians would have the knowledge of who God is and what he's given to them.
所以呢，保罗为他们祷告，希望这些以弗所的人能够知道他们有这样的福气。
So then what does Paul pray for here in chapter 3?
所以那个完了之后，在这个第三章里面，保罗又在祷告什么事情呢？
Well, again, he does pray for knowledge.
在这里呢，他又提到了知识。
That we would know more of the love of Christ.
我们可以更多的知道基督的爱。
And again, he's not so much looking ahead to new things for God to do to us, but he's looking back to what God has done in Christ.
所以呢，他并不是说我们需要更多的福气，而是说我们要回头看，神已经在基督里面为我们所做的一切。
But there is a slightly different focus here.
但是这里的注重点有一点点的不一样。
You see, if the prayer in chapter 1 could be summed up by the word knowledge.
如果第一章的那个祷告会总结成为一个词知识的话，
This prayer could be summed up with the word strength.
在这里可以总结为一个词力量。
Paul prays there in verse 16 that we would be strengthened with power in our inner being.
这里讲到叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。
In verse 18 that we would have strength to comprehend with all the saints the love of Christ.
在第18讲到能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深。
In other words, Paul is praying that we would have the strength to receive the knowledge that he has already prayed for.
所以呢，这里保罗强调的是，我们要有属灵的力量来接受那些属灵的知识。
It's as if Paul realizes that without spiritual strengthening, this is a message too great for us to bear.
也就是说，如果没有属灵的力量的话，这么大的一个信息，我们是不能够承受的。
It's a little bit like when Moses said, "Show me your glory."
就像摩西跟神说，让我看到你的荣耀吧。
And God says, "Well, I'll make all my goodness pass before you."
神说我会让很多的好事情在你面前过去。
But you cannot see my face.
但是你不能看我的脸面。
Because no man can see my face and live.
因为没有人能够看到我的脸还能够活下来。
God's glory is too much for him to bear.
因为神的荣耀实在是对人来说是太厉害了。
And Moses, though forgiven, is still a sinner.
所以呢，摩西呢，他虽然是被饶恕了，但他还是一个罪人。
So God had to protect him by putting him in the cleft of the rock.
神呢，就要保护他，把他放在石头的那边。
Well, Paul here is praying that we would be strengthened.
所以呢，保罗这里祷告呢，是我们要被坚强起来。
To receive an even greater revelation of the glory of God.
来接受一个更大的一个启示，关于神的荣耀。
By understanding the love of God in Christ.
来真正的理解神通过基督对我们的爱有多么的大。
And Moses' face shone after he saw God's glory.
所以摩西的脸在见神之后，大大的放光。
But here Paul prays that Christ would dwell in our hearts.
在这里呢，保罗的祷告是要基督活在我们的心里。
And that we would be filled with all the fullness of God.
我们呢就会充满了神的完美完全。
We need an even greater spiritual strengthening for that.
所以要承受这个的话，我们需要更大的属灵的力量。
And so the main thing I want to leave you with today.
所以最重要的一个信息我要你记得的是
is that you should pray for strength to know the love of Christ more fully.
所以呢，你们应该为自己的力量来祷告，有这样的力量得以能够完全的理解基督对我们的爱。
Pray for strength to know Christ's love.
要为了能够明白基督的爱来祷告。
And as we walk through our passage, I'm going to break it into three sections.
今天呢，讲到呢有三个部分。
A who.
谁。
A what.
什么。
And a why.
和为什么。
So it's who we pray to.
我们向谁祷告。
What we should pray for.
我们为什么事情祷告。
And why we should pray for it.
我们祷告的原因是什么。
Let's look first at who we pray to in verses 14 and 15.
从第14到15节，我们看一看我们向谁祷告。
Paul says he bows his knees before the Father, from whom the whole family in heaven and on earth is named.
保罗说，在父面前屈膝，天上地上的各家都是从他得名。
And there are four points of application I want us to draw from this.
所以呢，在这里呢，有四个应用的地方，我要跟你们讲一讲。
Number one, we should pray to God the Father.
第一，我们要向父神来祷告。
Notice that Paul doesn't pray here to the Son or the Spirit.
在这里，保罗并不是向神子或者圣灵祷告。
He doesn't pray just to God generically.
他也没有简单的说就是向神祷告。
He prays to the Father.
他向父神祷告。
In the name of the Son.
凭着儿子的名。
By the Spirit.
通过圣灵。
You see, God has revealed himself as a Trinitarian God.
所以神向我们显示他是一个三位一体的神。
And so we should pray Trinitarian prayers.
所以我们祷告的时候也是应该向三位一体的神来祷告。
So pray to the Father.
要向父神来祷告。
But secondly, pray to him as your Father.
第二，向神祷告的时候要作为你的父亲来祷告。
We call God Father because we have been adopted through Christ.
我们之所以叫他父神，是因为我们在基督里面已经被领养成为神的儿子。
We don't go to him just as random beggars.
我们并不是像一个随便的乞讨的人来到神的面前。
Just hoping that maybe he'll listen to us.
好像神也许会对回应我们。
We go to him as beloved children.
我们去神的时候，我们想要知道我们是神喜爱的孩子们。
Knowing that we can expect him to give us what we truly need.
我们要相信神会给我们我们需要的东西。
Jesus says if human fathers, being sinful and evil, know how to give good gifts to their children.
耶稣说，作为人的父亲们。虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女。
How much more will your Father in heaven give good things to you?
何况你们在天上的父，岂不更把好东西求给求他的人吗
？Thirdly, pray to him as your Father in heaven.
第三，祷告的时候要说是我们在天上的父。
Notice that Paul says he bows his knees.
所以你注意到这里，保罗说他是屈膝。
He approaches God with the utmost humility and in worship.
他到神面前的时候是一个谦卑的姿态，是一个敬拜的姿态。
And I point that out because some Christians seem to get the idea that because God is our Father, we can approach him casually.
我之所以要提起这一点，是因为有一些基督徒认为，既然神是我们的父亲，我们就可以随随便便到他面前来。
We can just have this relaxed attitude.
我们就是一个很放松的态度。
We can just approach him like a little child.
我们就好像一个小孩子一样的在他面前。
But we must remember that he is God in heaven.
我们要记住他是在天上的父。
We should draw near to him with reverence and awe.
我们到他面前来的时候要充满敬畏之心。
And then number four, pray to him as our Father.
第四是要记住他是我们的父。
He's not just your Father.
他不只是一个人的父。
He's the Father from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named.
他是在天上和地上的整个一个家庭的父。
Paul's been emphasizing that Jew and Gentile alike are now united together into one people.
所以保罗讲不管是犹太人还是外邦人都在一起联合成为一家人。
One temple.
在一个圣殿里。
One household or family.
整个是一个家庭，大家庭。
And therefore, God is the Father of us all.
所以呢，神呢是我们所有的人的父。
Of every Christian.
每一个基督徒。
Whether Jew or Gentile.
不管是犹太人还是外邦人。
Whether still here on earth or already in heaven.
不管还在地上的还是已经在天上的。
We all bear his name.
我们都有他的名。
And that means it should be impossible for us to pray to God as our Father while denying one another as brothers and sisters.
所以呢，因为因此，我们是不可能叫神我们的父，同时呢又拒绝我们的弟兄姐妹们。
When you pray to our Father, you think about the fact I need to be reconciled to my brothers and sisters.
当你说叫我们的父的时候，你就知道我们要与我们的弟兄姐妹们和好。
I need to forgive.
我需要饶恕。
I need to let go of bitterness.
我需要把我的苦毒拿下。
And I also need to pray for them.
我也要为他们祷告。
I mean, it reminds us that it would be empty and hollow to pray for our own needs while neglecting the needs of our brothers and sisters in Christ.
你们想一想，这是多么的空洞！如果我们只是为了自己祷告而忽视我们的弟兄姐妹们
，you would never come to your parents just to talk about yourself and your needs while your brother or sister was in the hospital.
啊，我们假想一下，如果你的兄弟是在医院里面的话，你肯定不会到你的父亲面前来只求自己的需要。
So just as Paul here is praying for the Ephesians,
就像在这里保罗是在为以弗所的人祷告。
Let us remember to pray for one another.
让我们记得要彼此代祷。
Because the God to whom we pray is our Father in heaven.
因为我们祷告的神是我们的父。
Now, secondly, let's consider what we should pray for.
第二，让我们来想一想，我们
应该为什么。This is verses 16 through 19.
是第16到第19节。
And as I've already said in a single word, it's strength.
刚才已经提醒过大家了，是讲的是力量。
And notice that this section divides into two parallel parts.
这一段话呢，可以分成两个平行的部分。
There's verse 16 through the first half of verse 17.
第十六到十七节的上半部分。
And there's the second half of verse 17 through verse 19.
然后十七节的下半部分到十九节。
And in both sections, Paul prays for a spiritual strengthening that results in being indwelt or filled with God.
这里保罗讲的属灵的力量，就是说，在结果的时候，我们要有圣灵，圣灵的内住。
So in verses 16 through the first half of 17, he prays that the Holy Spirit would strengthen us in our inner being.
所以在十六节到十七节的上半部分，他希望圣灵能够在我们的内里面能够坚强起来。
So that Christ may dwell in our hearts through faith.
所以呢，基督呢可以住在我们的心里面，通过我们的信心而住在里面。
So there's strengthening.
所以有刚强。
There's faith.
有信心。
And there's indwelling.
也有神住在心里，基督住在我们心里。
And apparently we need a lot of strengthening for this.
这就是说我们需要很多的力量才能做到这件事情。
Because Paul prays that we would be strengthened with power.
所以保罗说叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。
According to the very riches of the glory of God.
按照神丰富的荣耀。
And the idea seems to be that this strengthening enables us to have faith.
而且呢是这样的刚强呢让我们可以有信心。
In other words, so that everything Paul has been saying so far,
所以保罗说的现在所说的所有的事情
we can believe,
所以呢我们才能够相信
and receive by faith,
靠着信心能够接受下来
and thereby Christ himself will come to dwell in our hearts,
所以这样的话基督才会住在我们的心里
more and more fully,
越来越完美
Now note that Paul is not talking about becoming a Christian here.
是这里讲的，保罗讲的事情，不是说成为一个基督徒的事情。
He's talking about growing as a Christian.
而是讲基督徒的成长。
He's talking about Christ progressively living within us in the sense that he guides us.
所以呢，也就是说，基督住在我们心里是越来越丰满，然后可以指导我们，指引我们。
That he reigns in our hearts.
他掌控我们的心。
That he becomes the greatest joy and delight of our hearts.
它变成我们心里面的快乐。
In other words, I think he's praying for the fulfillment of what he says in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20.
这也就是正如保罗在加拉太书第二章二十节写到的。
He says, I have been crucified with Christ.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
It is no longer I who live.
现在活着不再是我。
But Christ lives in me.
乃是基督在我里面活着。
And the life I now live in the flesh.
并且我如今在肉身活着。
I live by faith in the Son of God,
是因信神的儿子而活
who loved me,
他是爱我
and gave himself for me,
为我舍己
Right, so there's strengthening, there's faith, and there's the indwelling of Christ.
所以这里有力量，有信心，也有内住。
Well, now notice the repetition of this pattern in the second half of verse 17 through verse 19.
所以呢，在下面一部分呢，也是类似的。
The difference is that instead of speaking of Jesus indwelling us, he speaks of being filled with all the fullness of God.
在这里呢，他没有讲基督的内住，而是说叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
And instead of using the word faith,
就说这里他没有用信心。
He prays that we would be strengthened to comprehend the love of Christ that passes knowledge.
他就是说这里他要我们要刚强起来，所以我们可以完完全全理解基督的爱。
And in large measure, this is praying for the same things.
是所以看起来呢，这两个是为同一件事情祷告。
He's just clarifying what he's been saying.
他只是清楚地告诉我们他到底是说的什么意思。
He's fleshing it out more fully.
他讲得越来越清楚。
So let's look at it in more detail.
让我们看一看细节。
He begins in the second half of verse 17 by praying that you, being rooted and grounded in love.
他是说我们要在爱里面扎根，有坚强的基础。
Now this is in the perfect tense.
这是一个完美的一个时态。
So it's a past completed action.
是一个过去完成时，所以已经做完了。
And I think it's a reference to our conversion.
所以讲的是我们当年的悔改信主。
We become rooted and grounded in God's love when we're first saved.
当我们成为一个基督徒的时候，我们已经在神的爱里面已经扎根，打下基础了。
God's love becomes for us like the foundation of our lives.
所以神对我们的爱变成我们生命的一个基石。
We're grounded in it, just like a building on its foundation.
我们就像一个建筑物放在它的基础上一样的。
It also becomes for us the source of our strength.
这也是我们力量的源泉。
It's the love of God that enables us to withstand the winds of trial.
也就是因为有神的爱，我们才能够经得起这些磨难。
Because like a tree's roots go into the soil, our roots are down in the love of God.
就像树的根扎深在地上一样呢，我们的生命是扎根于基督的爱里面。
And just as those roots draw up water and nutrients to nourish the tree,
就像树根可以吸上水和营养。
The love of God nourishes our spiritual lives.
所以从神而来的爱让我们的属灵的生命能够得到满足。
And when you think back to when you became a believer,
如果你现在回头看看我们变成一个基督徒的时候，
wasn't the love of God the very first thing on your mind?
你还记得神当年给你的起初的爱吗？
You came to understand that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
你就是想起来神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
You saw that God has demonstrated His own love toward you in that while you were still a sinner, Christ died for you.
你就看到神在通过当我们还是罪人的时候，就让基督为我们死了，就能看出神对我们深深的爱。
And so that became your foundation. That's where your roots were sunk.
这就是我们的根基，我们的树根。
And if you're here today as someone who's not a Christian,
你如果在这里，你现在还不是基督徒的话。
This is the great message you need to hear.
这是你要听到的信息。
That Christ has died for sinners.
基督是为所有的罪人死的。
Because God loves us.
因为神爱我们。
And we must only believe.
我们要做的事情就是要相信。
And you too may be saved.
所以呢，你也会得救。
So this is this great treasure in the Christian life.
所以这是基督徒生命里面的宝贵的东西。
To come to know that God loves us.
要知道神爱我们。
And yet Paul's prayer here shows us.
所以在这里保罗祷告的时候。
That is only the starting point.
这只是一个开始的时候。
Because he goes on to pray that we who are already rooted and grounded in God's love.
保罗接着说，现在看起来你已经在爱里面有根有基。
May now go on to understand the width and the length and the depth and the height.
现在呢，就可以明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深。
And to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge.
所以你要知道，基督对我们的爱要远远超过我们的理解。
In other words, no matter how much you think you've begun to understand the love of God in Christ.
也就是说，不管你有多么的以为自己知道了神对我们的爱
，you haven't even begun to understand the first part of it.
你其实还没有开始理解它的一点点。
Paul is praying here for the impossible.
所以保罗的祷告呢，是一个不可能的事情。
Praying that we would know the unknowable.
就是说让我们能够理解我们根本不能理解的事情。
It's like standing there looking out at a vast ocean.
就好像站在海洋的边缘的地方。
And seeing this unending horizon of God's love.
看到无边无际的天际。
The width and the length and the depth and the height.
那个长阔高深。
And Paul is praying that we would somehow be able to see it all.
所以保罗祷告说，我们一下子能够把整个海洋都看透了。
It's like coming to a mountain stream on the hottest day.
就好像是到了一个，在一个非常炎热的夏天，走到一个山泉的边上。
You're so weary and thirsty.
你又累又渴。
And you see the purest, most crystal clear water just gushing forth.
你看到非常干净的纯纯的水流了出来。
In endless abundance.
所以无穷无尽的。
And it's like Paul is praying that we would be able to drink it all.
所以保罗的祷告说，你要把他们全都喝完。
That somehow we would be able to receive this love of Christ that surpasses knowledge.
所以呢，我们要能够居然能够理解，这样超过我们人种测度的基督的爱。
And be filled with all the fullness of the infinite God.
要能够在我们里面把那个无限的神来充满我们自己。
Filled with a fullness we could never contain.
所以这样的充满我们都存放不下。
This reminds me of King Solomon.
这让我想起所罗门讲的话。
When he said of God,
当所罗门讲神的时候
，The heavens and the highest heaven cannot contain you.
他说天和天上的天尚且不足你居住的。
How much less this temple that I have built?
何况我所建的这殿呢
？And yet Paul prays here that somehow our puny little minds and hearts.
所以在这里呢，保罗说呢，我们是小小的一个思想
，would be expanded.
能够长大
to contain the infinite love of Christ and the infinite fullness of God.
能够装得下基督对我们无穷的爱和神那个无穷的丰满。
And that's why we need spiritual strengthening.
这就是为什么我们需要属灵的力量。
It's why we need the Holy Spirit to come and take the words of God.
这就是为什么需要圣灵来把神的话带给我们。
The message of the gospel.
福音的信息
and enable us to know and believe something that defies every human expectation.
让我们能够理解和相信一个我们人所能思想的远远超过的这样的事情
that transcends our every experience.
远远超过我们的所有的经历
and that reveals the infinite glory of the incomprehensible God.
让我们能够看到这个无法理解的神的无限的爱。
And when he does so, we will be filled with God.
当他这样做的时候，我们就会充满了被神充满。
Controlled by God.
然后神能够掌管我们的一切。
Empowered by God.
让我们能够有力量。
Transformed by God.
让我们能够更新变化。
And the love in which we are already rooted and grounded.
在我们已经扎根的爱里面成长。
Will well up to fill every aspect of our lives.
所以能够在我们在生命中的每一个方面都表现出来。
So let's think about some practical applications of this.
So, 让我们来想一想一些比较实际的应用。
First, this tells us that if you or I want to grow as Christians,
所以如果我们希望能够像一个基督徒来成长的话
we must focus on God's love for us as revealed in the gospel.
我们必须要能集中注意力于神对我们的爱，在这福音当中彰显出来的爱。
It's not like you graduate from the gospel to move on to other things in the Christian life.
我们作为一个基督徒，我们从来不会在福音里面毕业，然后去学习别的东西。
The gospel is like the ABCs and the advanced calculus at the same time.
所以呢，我们的福音呢，既是我们的学科里面的最基础的，也是像超级微积分一样。
And the love of Christ is the kind of thing where the more you understand it,
所以呢，这个神爱是这样的，就你理解越多
，the more you realize that it goes so far beyond what you could ever understand.
你就更知道这对我离我们的理解的极限有多么的远。
In a way, it reminds me of those videos about the size of the universe.
这让我们想到有一个录像放这个宇宙的那个大小。
The more you start to realize just how big even our own solar system is.
让你知道，慢慢的你就理解宇宙有多么的大，比如像我们的这个太阳系。
The more you realize that the universe as a whole is just so much bigger than we could even imagine.
所以我们就更加能够知道这个宇宙有多么的大，远远超过我们的想象力。
So spend time meditating on the width of God's love.
所以我们要花时间来想想神的爱有多么的宽。
That God saves every kind of sinner.
神他救各种各样的罪人。
Jew and Gentile.
犹太人和外邦人。
Young and old.
年轻年老的。
American and Chinese,
美国人、中国人,
notorious criminals,
非常坏的罪人,
and self-righteous Pharisees,
还有一些自以为意的法利赛人。
Meditate on the length of God's love.
然后再想想神的爱的长度。
That God set His love on you from before the foundation of the world.
神在这个世界出现之前就已经爱你了。
Look at the sun and consider, before the sun existed, God knew you and loved you.
在太阳被创造之前，神已经知道你，并且已经爱你了。
And a trillion years after the sun ceases to exist, God will love you still.
所以在千万年之后，连太阳都消失了之后，神还是照样的爱你。
Meditate on the depth of God's love.
让我们再想一想神的爱的深度。
That God reached down to save you when you were dead in trespasses and sins.
所以神是伸手来救我们。当我们还在罪犯里面，过犯里面死去的时候
，Jesus left the highest heaven and descended to the lowest hell for you。
所以呢，耶稣呢，他离开了最高的天堂，而是降到了地狱里面最深的地方来救你。
Think about the heights of His love。
然后再想，爱的高。
That God has raised you up together with Christ。
所以神呢，已经把我们与基督一同高举。
To be seated with Him in heavenly places。
跟他一起坐在天堂的高处
，to reign with Christ，
和耶基督一起掌管万有。
So that in the coming ages he might show you the immeasurable riches of his grace。
所以呢，他可以给我们看到他那个无穷无尽的丰富。
And realize that whatever sin is still in your life，
所以要记住了，不管我们生活里面、生命里面还有什么样的罪。
Whatever spiritual lethargy you feel,
不管你怎么样觉得属灵的无力
，whatever cold indifference,
不管是你觉得冰冷和无奈
，whatever lack of love you have towards God or His people,
不仅你感觉到你对神对人有多么的缺乏爱
，it almost certainly comes back to a failure to appreciate Christ's love for you.
这些事情的根源都是因为我们没有认识到基督对我们的爱。
Oh, friend, don't think you've checked this box and can now move on to other things.
不要以为你可以把这个东西可以点一下，说我知道了，就可以搞别的事情。
Let the love of Christ be the never-ending focus and the delight of your Christian life.
让基督的爱成为我们永远不会停止的注意点，和我们的所有一切的源泉。
Now, second,
第二个
realize that you cannot grow in your knowledge of Christ's love without the supernatural strengthening of God.
也要知道，我们如果没有神的超自然的力量的话，我们是无法理解基督的爱的。
You see, we know things like raising the dead or walking on water are miracles.
我们也知道，比如说把叫死人复活或者在水上行走，这些都是神迹。
You would never try to do that in your own strength.
我们当然不会自己就去做这些的事情。
Or without prayer.
如果我们不祷告的话，是不敢做这些事情。
But Paul is actually praying for an even greater miracle here.
所以这里保罗。祷告的是一个更大的神迹。
I mean, raising the dead is easy compared with knowing the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge.
与理解基督的爱相比的话，其实让死人复活还要容易很多的。
Walking on water is easy compared with Christ dwelling in our hearts through faith.
跟基督住在我们的心里，通过信心住在我们心里的话，比在水上行走还是更容易的。
I mean, God created the whole universe just by speaking the word.
神。创造这个世界，他只是讲了话就可以了。
But to save us from our sins,
但是把我们从我们的罪里面救起来。
Jesus had to come and live and suffer and die.
耶稣必须来到这个世上，在这里生活，在这里受苦，为我们而死，然后又。
And the love of God displayed through the cross is the greatest revelation of God's glory there has ever been.
所以呢，这是神他的荣耀的最大的一个彰显。
I mentioned Moses seeing God's glory earlier.
我前面讲到摩西看到过神的荣耀。
And how his face shone.
他的脸是放光。
But in 2 Corinthians chapter 3,
在哥林多后书第二章第三节第三章
，Paul says that that glory was like no glory.
说摩西脸上那些光其实算不了什么荣耀。
Compared to the glory that we can now see in Christ.
如果跟我们现在能够看到在基督里面的荣耀相比的话。
What Moses saw was like a candle.
所以摩西看到的只是一个蜡烛。
The revelation of God through Christ is like noonday sun.
而在神在基督里面彰显了他的爱，就像是中午的日头一样。
And the point is, whenever you open up your Bible,
这关键的就是每当你打开你的圣经的时候。
When you come to hear a sermon,
当你来听讲道的时候。
Anytime you are hoping to grow in your understanding of the love of God in Christ,
任何的时候，你如果希望在基督里面的爱能够成长的时候。
Pray that God would strengthen you with power by His Spirit in your inner being.
所以你要祷告，求神能够通过圣灵，让你的内心能够坚强起来。
Because only then can you receive this love.
因为只有那样的时候，你才能够承受神的爱。
And then third, note that Paul seems to be presenting this as the pinnacle of spiritual experience.
所以呢，看到这里神保罗。讲的是这是属灵经验的最高点。
And I point that out because some Christians seem to think that the high point of spiritual experience would be seeing a miracle.
我希望跟大家分享这件事情，是因为有些基督徒认为看到一个神迹就是非常好的属灵经历的。
Having a vision.
如果有一个异象。
Or maybe being so in tune with the Holy Spirit.
或者是能够听到圣灵的那个感应。
That it's like God is whispering in your ear throughout the day.
就好像能够听到神在你的耳边讲话一样的。
Go over here.
到那边去。
Talk to that person.
跟那个人讲话。
Do this thing.
做这些事情。
I mean, a lot of Christians seem to think that's what it looks like to have a close personal relationship with God.
很多人以为这就是跟神的一个很亲密的关系。
Well, maybe another time we could talk about why I think that misunderstands biblical prophecy.
如果是这样的话，我们就误会了圣经里面讲的预言。
And misunderstands what it means to be led by the Spirit.
也误会了，就是说圣灵指引的意义。
But for today, I just want to point out that Paul was someone to whom God did speak in a very personal, direct way.
所以今天呢，保罗呢，就是用一个非常个人化的方法跟我们讲话。
You know, he had many experiences like that.
他也有了很多属灵的经历。
But that's not how Paul says we become filled with the fullness of God.
但这些事情对保罗来说，那都不是最重要的，并不是因此而被神的丰富给充满。
It seems that for Paul, this is the pinnacle of Christian experience.
对保罗来说，知道基督的爱才是我们的属灵经历的巅峰。
This is like the Mount Everest.
这就像是喜马拉雅山一样。
This is the way to be closest to God.
这是离神最近的。
It is to know God's love as revealed in Christ.
知道神通过基督向我们显示的爱。
That's what Paul would pray for himself.
这也是保罗对为自己的祷告。
It's what he prays for other Christians.
这也是他为其他基督徒的祷告。
This is where we, like Moses, say, Lord, show me your glory.
这就是好像在摩西的祷告一样的，说神啊，让我们看到你的荣耀。
Strengthen me so that I can see your face.
坚强我，所以我能够看到你的脸面。
So that I can comprehend more of this unknowable, this love that surpasses knowledge.
所以呢，我们能够理解这些本来我们无法理解的大爱。
So don't dream for dreams and visions and private revelations as if that was the key to closeness with God.
所以呢，让我们不要以为那些个人的经历是与神最亲近的事情。
Yearn for this.
要我们要渴望这样的。
So that's what we should pray for.
这是我们祷告的内容。
Now let's look thirdly and finally at why we should pray this way.
最后是说我们为什么要这样祷告。
And this is verses 20 and 21.
这是20-21节。
And on one hand, we could call this another what?
这也可以说是另外一个什么事情。
Paul prays for the glory of God in the church and in Christ Jesus.
保罗祷告的是愿意在神在教会中，并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀。
But I call this a why.
但是我要叫这个是原因。
Because this is also the overarching rationale for everything Paul prays for.
这是保罗祷告的所有事情的一个根本的原因。
Both here and everything else.
不光是这里，还在所有的别的祷告里面都是一样的。
Paul's every prayer is constrained and directed by this one overarching desire.
所以保罗所有的祷告都是指向这一个根本的一个愿望。
That God would be glorified in the church and in Christ Jesus.
那就是神要在基督就要在教会和耶稣基督里面得到荣耀。
So Paul doesn't pray for us to be strengthened just for our own sakes.
所以保罗说叫我们坚强起来不只是为了我们自己。
And he doesn't pray for us to know the love of Christ just for our own happiness.
保罗不是说叫我们知道基督的爱就是让我们自己开心一点。
He prays it for the glory of God.
他的祷告的根本的目的是神的荣耀。
And he's so bold as to pray for things that seem impossible.
他是这么的大胆 他的祷告是几乎是不可能的事情。
Because he knows that God is the God who does exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think.
因为神可以做我们超过我们所思所想的一切的事情。
And he does it for his own glory.
他做神所做这一切的事情是为了他自己的荣耀。
So as we conclude, I'd like to leave you with three final applications.
所以当我来结束，我们结束的时候，我要给你三个最后的应用。
Number one, focus your prayers on the glory of God.
让你的祷告注重于神的荣耀。
Let everything you pray for flow from that.
让我们所有的祷告都从那里流出。
Remember how Jesus taught us to pray.
记得耶稣是怎么教我们祷告的。
Our Father in heaven.
我们在天上的父。
Hallowed be your name.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Your kingdom come.
愿你的国降临。
Your will be done.
愿你的旨意行在地上。
On earth as it is in heaven.
如同行在天上。
Note that those are all requests of God.
这些事情都是从神对神的祷告。
But for God.
也是为神的祷告。
It's His will.
这是神的意
思。His kingdom.
神的国。
His name.
神的名。
For His glory.
是神的荣耀。
So pray for nothing except what you believe will bring glory to God.
所以呢，除非这些事情是对神的荣耀有用的事情，我们不要祷告。
Number two, pray boldly for great things.
我们要大胆的为伟大的事情祷告。
I wonder if some of our prayers are sometimes almost insulting to God.
我们有的时候要的事情这么小，对神都是一个侮辱。
Not because He's a God above answering the small little things.
倒并不是说神他是觉得自己太厉害了。不屑于这些事情。
But because sometimes we ask for such small things as a reflection, not of faith, but unbelief.
其实我们有的时候要的心这么小，就其实显出我们其实心里面根本就不相信。
He is the God who does exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think.
因为神能够做我们超过我们远超过我们所思所想的事情。
How foolish we are to think anything is too hard for God.
所以呢，如果我们认为事情对神太难的话，我们实在是太傻了。
And if it would bring God glory.
如果这些事情对神能够给神荣耀
Why don't we pray for it?
为什么我们不祷告呢
So pray boldly for great things.
所以我们要大胆的为伟大的事情祷告。
And then thirdly and finally,
最后一个应用。
Pray for the strength to know Christ's love.
我们为能够理解基督爱的力量来祷告。
Because that will bring him glory.
因为我们知道基督的爱的话是能够给神带来荣耀的。
I said at the beginning that this is the main thing I hope you leave today convinced of.
我希望今天你离开这里的时候能够记住这件事情。
That you need to be praying for the strength to know Christ's love more.
我们必须要为自己的心里的力量祷告，因为只有力量才能够理解基督的爱。
And I want to conclude by assuring you that that is one of the ways you bring glory to God.
而且呢，这样的祷告也是带给神荣耀的祷告。
You see, sometimes we're so quick to think that we bring God glory by doing great things for Him.
我们很多时候以为我们要做很多的事情才能给神带来荣耀。
Oh God, use me to bring 1,000 people to faith in Christ.
说神啊，让你来用我，我可以带1,000个人来信主。
If only I was this great servant in the church.
如果我能够给这么好的一个讲道多好。
If only I was a great preacher or Bible study leader.
如果呢，我可以是很好的一个讲道者，或者是一个带领查经的人。
But oh friends, the gospel is not about what we do for God.
但是朋友们啊，福音不是关于我们所做的事情。
It's about what He has done for us.
而是神为我们做的事情。
God says, "Call upon me in the day of trouble."
神说，在你有困难的时候，你叫你呼唤我的名。
And I will deliver you.
我会保护你。
And you shall glorify.
你要荣耀我的名。
We glorify God just by being saved by God.
其实我们被神所拯救，就是荣耀神的名。
And we glorify God by receiving.
接受神的爱就是荣耀神。
And believing.
相信神
and being amazed by
被神的所惊奇
His great love for us
就是为了他的大爱所惊奇
So pray that God would give you strength
所以我们要求神给我们这样的力量
So that you might comprehend more
所以你们能够理解更多
of His incomprehensible love for you in Christ
也就是说他在基督里面对我们本来是无法理解的爱
Let's pray
让我们祷告
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for your word.
亲爱的天父，我们是这样的赞美你。
We stand in awe of the greatness of your love.
我们站在这里，惊奇你那伟大的爱。
We pray that you would strengthen us.
我们祷告你要来坚强我们。
So that we might receive it.
所以我们可以来接受你的爱。
So that we might grow to understand more of what is the width and the length and the depth and the height.
所以我们能够成长来理解你的爱的长阔高深
And to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge
让我们能够知道我们自己不能测度的基督之爱
That we might be filled with all your fullness
所以呢我们的心里能够充满了你
And that you might receive glory through us
所以你通过我们能够受到你自己的荣耀
And God we pray these things in Jesus name
我们凭耶稣基督的名祷告
And for his glory
为了神的荣耀祷告
Amen
Amen